The Weekender on 1494 2AY with Kev Poulton and the CEO of Business Wodonga, Neil Aird, is back once again.
How are you, Kev? Nice to see you again. Yes, happy new year to everyone. Yeah, it was a bit unfortunate. Hopefully it's up, all up from here.
We teased just before Christmas when we last spoke that there was going to be a new addition to Business Wodonga. A bit of an international flavour. You left that bit out. I didn't know who was going to present.
Yeah, kept it nice and secret. We're lucky enough to have Shannon Dubay from Canada, but a local resident now, and I'm really proud and keen to introduce Shannon. It took quite a process to work through appointing a new person, and she started with us as the members manager.
So, Shannon, welcome.
Thank you for having me. I'm super excited.
I bet. So, you've really not been in Albury Wodonga too long, but you're proud to call this your community now. So you thought Business Wodonga was the place to be.
Yes, yes. We bought a farm just outside the area, and I figured, you know what, let's get into the hub. Let's get into the where everything's happening and find a way that I can really make a difference.
So what's your background? What have you done?
Previous to this, I came to Australia in 2012, 2013, and I worked as the manager of operations support for the state emergency services in Wollongong.
So okay.
The public sector. So this is my first time on the other side of the line. And yeah, just it's lots of skills and things that I think I can apply to this role and hopefully make a huge difference.
I'm guessing you would have had a lot to do with community engagement and consultation and things like that, which would be perfect as a members coordinator, I guess, for Business Wodonga.
Yeah, yeah. There's lots of strategies that I hope to apply. So I'm really looking forward to getting out and actually talking to everyone and seeing them and seeing what matters to this area because it is so new and fresh and fabulous.
Neil, what's Shannon's main role? What does she do? I know it's only the first few days. How's she going so far? What does she get up to?
So far, she's living up to expectations. Shannon's main focus is on the members. So she'll be out and about and talking to all the members, finding out how we're going as an organisation. Are we meeting their needs? How can we better meet their needs? And what more would you like us to offer?
And we know you do events really good, educational events, networking events. I'm guessing, Shannon, you've got the events calendar probably already, the proposed one in front of you, and you're going to run with that. Is that right?
Yes, yes. I'm not going to lie. When I first saw the amount and variety that we offered, my eyes got very large.
Yeah.
Because it is fabulous. I'm quite surprised how such a local area, what we can offer. So
At that point, I had a chain to the chair, so she couldn't get up and run out.
We've got it locked in and ready to deliver for a brand new year. Yeah. And I guess that's the message too, not just Business Wodonga, but lots of industry sort of support organisations around Albury Wodonga have all been rallying together, getting into the fire-impacted communities, but also as a whole, our townships. Different parts of a small and large business are impacted differently. Some, when a crisis happens, not much changes for them. Some drastically, trade can fall away.
That's right. And if we can help in any little way with that, we're keen to do that. And you're right, we work with a whole range of different organisations to make sure that support's there. So if any of our members or anyone else is finding it difficult to get that support, please contact us and we'll do our best to help you out.
Neil, Business Wodonga, we're into another year and we'll catch up in about a month's time. How's that sound?
Excellent. Thanks, Kevin. We're looking forward to it.
Business Wodonga is where you can find out more details and you'll no doubt see Shannon in the community. Thanks, Shannon.
Thank you so much.